From the WGXC newsroom, this is Jess Puglisi with the Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, October 23rd, 2014. At the top of the news today, David Klepper is reporting in the Associated Press, four candidates in New York's gubernatorial race debated a variety of topics in Buffalo on Wednesday, October 22nd. While Democrat incumbent Andrew Cuomo traded insults and clashed with Republican challenger Rob Astorino over the economy and corruption, Libertarian Michael McDermott and Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins worked to gain attention, Klepper writes. Cuomo noted that Astorino, the Westchester County executive, has been questioned over a housing desegregation settlement and said his views are too conservative to leave the state. Astorino criticized Cuomo's handling of the economy and government corruption. Libertarian Michael McDermott criticized the major party candidates and urged voters to carefully consider their options. Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins, who came in third in the 2010 race, voiced opposition to hydraulic fracturing and said the state needs to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Additional debates were proposed, but the forum Wednesday was the only one Cuomo and Astorino agreed to participate in. You can read the full Associated Press story in the Daily Freeman. Meanwhile, Libertarian gubernatorial candidate Michael McDermott stopped by the WGXE Hudson studio on Wednesday, October 22nd, and spoke with host Ed Furtick on his way to debate Andrew Cuomo, Rob Astorino, and Howie Hawkins in Buffalo. McDermott, a former Republican, lost a race for Congress previously in Long Island, and as a Libertarian, also served on the Hapag School District in the 1980s. You can listen to the entire episode of The Right Opinion, hosted by Ed Furtick, at WGXC.org. The Albany Times Union reports at least 18 freight cars went off their track at the Selkirk Yard Wednesday, October 22nd. In a separate incident, a CSX freight train struck and killed Brandon J. Lockhart, 19, of Legs Mill Road, Lake Katrine, on Tuesday, October 21st, according to the Daily Freeman. Bethlehem police and CSX officials said there were no injuries after the 7:40 p.m. accident at Selkirk Yards in Albany County. All cars were upright, and there were no leaks or spills of any hazardous materials, CSX spokesman Rob Doolittle said. Selkirk Fire Department Chief Bill Aspiron told WNYT Channel 13 that most of the cars were empty. Selkirk Yards is a 1,250-acre CSX train yard that can process over 3,200 cars per day, according to Wikipedia. In Ulster County, Police Chief Anthony Cruz said Lockhart was seen entering the railroad tracks just prior to the collision, near the Legs Mill Road crossing. A CSX spokesman said the Baltimore, Maryland to Messina train did not derail, and there were no other injuries. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Office of the State Comptroller's newly released audit of the town of Catskill found inadequate oversight of the transactions at Washington Irving Senior Center in town purchasing practices, tax payments, and establishing professional services. The Comptroller's office scrutinized nearly 10 years of records and found the Senior Center director did not issue appropriate receipts for cash collected and did not hand over funds to the town comptroller as needed. The auditors also determined equipment donations to the center were not properly acknowledged, recorded, and donations valued at nearly $8,000 could not be located. In the town's formal response to the review, Supervisor Joseph Leggio said the town would institute internal controls and set in place procedures and policies with regard to purchasing, cash receipts, and inventory, and assure procurement policies are being followed. The town has 90 days to develop a corrective action plan to address the issues. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. The Associated Press reports in the Daily Freeman that the historic Opus 40 installation in Saugerties is being listed as among the nation's endangered landscapes this year by the Washington-based Cultural Landscape Foundation. The list of 11 sites announced Wednesday, October 22nd, includes parks, gardens, and land-based art threatened by demolition, neglect, or lack of funding. Artist Harvey Fite began working on the 6.5-acre installation in 1939 using rubble from an abandoned bluestone quarry. Fite died in 1976 in the 37th year of his creation, working on the earthwork in a fall. Hurricanes Irene and Sandy damaged several portions of the site, two reasons for the inclusion on this list. The Saugerties spot closed for the winter 2 weeks ago. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And now, a look at the weather and town meetings. Today's forecast is specific to Catskill and Greene County. There will be rain with a high near 51. North wind around 16 miles per hour with gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%. Tonight, a chance of rain before midnight and then a chance of showers mainly between midnight and 1 a.m. Will be cloudy with a low around 45. The north wind will be 10 to 14 miles an hour with a chance of precipitation at 40%. Friday will be cloudy with a high near 59 and Friday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 42. Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 63. Saturday night, there will be a chance of showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 45. Sunday will be partly sunny with a high near 57. Sunday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 39. Sunrise today was at 7:18 a.m. The sun will set at 6 p.m. with the length of the day at 10 hours and 42 minutes. Today's public meetings. Today is the fourth Thursday of the month, and we suggest calling ahead to confirm both time and location. All numbers read will be in the 518 area code unless otherwise noted. The Chatham Village Board meets at 7:30 at Village Hall at 77 Main Street, Chatham. That number is 392-5821. The Columbia County Pine Haven Subcommittee meeting is at 5:30 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson. That number is 828-1527. Copaic Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall at 230 Mountain View Road in Copaic, 329-1234. The Durham Task Force meeting is at 7 p.m. at the Town Building, 7309 State Route 81 in East Durham. The number there is 239-8260. The Germantown Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall at 50 Palatine Park Road in Germantown, 537-6687. Greenville Board of Education meeting is at 7 p.m. at the high school on Route 81 in Greenville, 966-5070. The Hudson Community Development and Planning Agency Board meeting is at 6 p.m. at 1 North Front Street in Hudson, 751-1044. Stuyvesant Greenway Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive in Stuyvesant. It's 758-6248. And the Wyndham Town Board meeting is at 8 p.m. at Town Hall at 371 State Route 296 in Hensonville. That number is 734-4170. And this concludes the WGXC Hands-On Radio News and Weather Report for Thursday, the 23rd day of October 2014. Jess Puglisi, enjoy the rest of your day.